As you're coming in, there's a couple people that have our budgets and latest report, financial report. This is for everyone, okay? We invite, obviously, you're here and we have our members who will be voting on the budget, but every person here is important, and any person here can ask a question. You don't have to be a member. And we want you to have the information as well, because this is your church, and this is it's not just a formal meeting, okay? We're going to be sharing some things of where God has brought us, as well as some places where he's taking us and seeking him of our future, all right? So encourage you, does anybody need a budget? Just kind of raise your hand. We got a couple people over here. Anybody need one? Okay, over here with Deb in a minute, and Mike in the back. So those will become, we'll get to the budget part in a minute, so we'll make sure you get that. But as we open, we do, just for Dan, we do have a quorum of 44 members out of 62 that are here, so that's good. And we want to, obviously, we want to open this time in prayer and seek the Lord. So would you pray with me? Father, thank you for today. Thank you so much for a great time of worship in so many different ways, through music, through prayer, through fellowship even, that we worship and thank you. Now, we want to continue our worship service. Even as we come to our congregational meeting, Lord, we want this to be a worship time of giving thanks to you, of seeking you, of saying, God, you are first. We put you first in our church and in our lives. And so even as we look at some of the finances, as we look at some of the vision for our church, it's got to be all about you. So Lord, help me, help our elders, help each person here to come to this time with that in mind. In Christ's name we pray. God's people say? Amen. All right. Well, we want to start here. I'm going to scoot over actually, so I can see. A time of a celebration here in just a minute. But you see here, a lot of you, you see this maybe every week in your bulletin, our mission that we started to delight in God, okay? To delight in God. We have there delighting in God, loving people. That's our motto. But our mission, to delight in God. I hope you did that this morning. Did you do that this morning? Amen. To delight in him for who he is, for what he's done, for what he's going to do. And to share his love. And that's something you're going to see. We try to do that in a lot of different ways. First of all, just in your own life. When you leave, people see the delight and love of God in your life. But then also as a church, as we do different things and purposely reach out. Why do we do that? Why do we delight in God? Why do we love others especially? So that all of us may become devoted followers of Christ. That's really what it's about. Not just coming to church, not just being a Christian, okay, but being a devoted follower of Christ. That's kind of our definition that we put of being a Christian, devoted follower. And we want to help you. That's what our church is about, to help each one of us become more devoted to following Jesus, all right? So, you see our agenda. Did we already go through that? And where are we at, Mel? Go on to the next one. We good? I don't know. Put up the mission. We just looked at that, so go ahead and just throw that up there if you can. You could do that too. There's our agenda. We're going to celebrate God's work. We're going to look at some of our summer events. Fiscal budget year, facilities update, Pastor Jim sabbatical. Next. There we go. See. All right, well, skip that one. We already talked about it anyway. So go. Hopefully you can go to the next one, delighting God in his work. There we go. So here's some things to remind us of. Some of you maybe even new, maybe just been new here for the last couple months. Some things that we've been doing we just kind of started in December, but December 2nd, we have our Christmas tree lighting, which is going to continue, even though we don't have the hub, we will make it work. We've got some ideas already, but this was, I think, the 8th annual or 7th annual Christmas tree lighting. We had over 200 people pack the hub, those who were there. It was pretty packed, and we had refreshments, hot chocolate, the jazz band was there, just a great time to reach out to our community as we did that. A lot of fun. Great thing that's going on. We have a parenting with love and logic. We've had two of those classes over this past school year. The latest one was March 18th, and I had a number of families that came to that. And so we want to continue to see how can we, you know, not just for our church, we want to do it for our church, but also for our community. How can we help us be better at parenting, better in marriage, you know, better in whatever different areas it may be. And so we'll be looking at how we can do that in the future as well. We went through the rewarding life, and now we're in a psalm series, and God has been challenging us to live our lives. We looked, I think it was a seven-week series of what it means to live the rewarding life. And looking ahead, a lot of the rewards that we have, some of them are here on earth, but most of them we talked about are, quite honestly, we're looking ahead to our greater reward, and that God says he rewards the things that we do that honor him. So I hope that was, hopefully that's still resonating in your heart, in your life, that as you think about your life and how you invest it. And now we have, of course, started Psalms and just kind of looking at some of the different Psalms, some of them that are maybe very, very familiar, but maybe you got a new look at them. We looked at Psalm 23, we looked at Psalm 42. Next week we'll look at Psalm 84. So a lot of opportunity to kind of grow in different areas of God. And our home groups, we have four home groups that are going on right now. And they'll be finishing up probably here in May, but they've been following the series. A great time of fellowship. People kind of, just to let you know, people kind of come in and out depending on their schedule, with sometimes with kids and sports or activities and stuff. So as you think about even the fall, one of the challenges you always hear is to get involved, to build relationships. The home groups are really, they're about studying God's word, but even just as importantly, it's about fellowship and having people that you can get to know and that care about you and that are there for you. So those are great, great things that I think there's about 5, 7, 10, there's about 28 to 30 people in those four home groups, maybe around there, maybe even more. There's usually about 10 to a home group, so maybe more like 40. You'll see that we did it's called a sword and shield class, and Scott had this vision on his heart. He's been taking this, I guess you call it a class, but this journey through what's called Gateway of learning the doctrinal statement of our Evangelical Free Church, and he said, you know what, I want to share that. And so we had about, we started, I think, with 18, finished with like 12 or 13 people that went through this class, and it was awesome. I mean, Scott did an amazing job, and we're going to, Lord willing, we're going to offer it again in the fall. So if you're wanting to know more about who God is, what the church, you know, the doctrines, basic doctrines of our faith, and look forward to that class here coming up in the fall. We had a Valentine's dinner. How many of you went? Just how many of you went to the Valentine's dinner? Quite a few of you, yeah. And we had a great time that was there, and evening, great food and of laughs. We watched some Tim Hawkins, which, by the way, I don't want to make too many of you jealous, but some of us are going to Tim Hawkins tonight. Sorry, it's sold out if you missed it, but you probably heard about it. But anyway, he's in Salem. But we, you know, Tim Hawkins, a great comedian, and just a fun time. We had some great music there. So, you know, just trying to do different things as a church to encourage one another. And then just recently, you see here our Easter egg hunt outreach. We had a great turnout, and a special thanks to Toby Schweiger. Toby, just raise your hand. And Carrie, Carrie's not here. Her kids got pink eyes, so I think she's at the hospital right now with her kids or trying to get them healthy. But Carrie and Toby, thank you so much. They did a great job. And yeah, give them a hand. And many of you, I mean, we had a lot of people out there handed out. I don't know. Toby, did we ever figure out how many cups? Okay. It was over 500, probably between 500 and 600 cups of coffee, hot chocolate, lemonade. Lemonade was a hit because it was actually a warm day, and the kids go, I like lemonade too. And so it was good. We always hear a great response from Hubbard Chevrolet, who sponsors that, and we kind of work with them. That's actually our 11th annual, because that was our very first outreach as a church before we, quote, even started in September. So that was the very first thing that we did as a church, was that Easter egg outreach. And then Kingdom Kids. Man, we had a great year, a great year. And a number of families, actually, that have been coming to our church, two or three new families over this past year. And then others that, obviously, a lot of you are involved, and it's a great ministry. We've got a great team of people who are there. There's too many to mention. And of course, we have a great team who makes dinners with Ken and Shirley Henry, kind of heading that up, and lots of volunteers. And so just we praise God. We have a short video here that we had at family night just this last Wednesday. But just to give the rest of you kind of a flavor of what goes on, at least a little bit of what happens at Kingdom Kids. So let's watch a short video. It takes a large group of people to do the different ministries that we are doing here. And that was part of our prayer this morning, just thanking God. Each one of you has different gift and talent. And, you know, use it or find it and see how you can get involved in all different ways in the ministries here and in our community. You see some summer events that are going on. We'll be talking a little bit more about that here in a few moments. But just some highlights for our summer sermon series. Pastor Jason and Jeff and Scott are going to be preaching as I begin my sabbatical here later in May. And so they'll be preaching throughout the summer. Looking forward to that. outdoor Sunday service. Actually, said we do have the date now. It's July 30th. Every summer we leave the building here so they can come and wax it and make it all clean for the school year. So that'll be July 30th. We'll let you know exactly where our service is going to be on that Sunday, but we'll have plenty of advance notice for that. Our youth summer camp, Jason, had a great, last year I think was the first annual, and they had a great turnout, and we'll be praying for that. They have a youth summer camp for middle school and high schoolers coming up June 26th to 29th. And so I encourage you, if you have kids that are that age, I encourage them to go. And a number of kids from our schools and community that come to that as well. So be praying for that. It's coming up here later in June. And you'll see the Donald Hazelnut Parade as well as the Hops Parade. The Hops Parade is back this year. It took a year break, but it's coming back. And so we're going to be involved in both those. We're not having a float this year, just for a number of reasons. One, not having the hub, but just say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a banner, and we're going to go out, and we're going to hand out our flyers, but we're also going to be handing out a lot of those Otter Pops, those little popsicles that kids love, and adults love them too, especially on a nice warm day. But we need lots of volunteers. You'll see sign-up sheets on that, and actually we have Tim and Carrie McLaren and Caleb and Heather Miller are going to head up each of those, so we'll be hearing more about those. But if you're around those Saturday, come. It's a blast. It is so much fun just to walk through the community and be a part of that and hand out those flyers for VBS, as well as just showing God's love, hand out those Otter Pops. So that's a fun thing that we do each year. And you'll see our summer VBS. We're going to talk, you're going to get sick of it, hopefully in a positive way. But you're going to love it, but you're going to be so excited for it by the time it comes, because it's July 17th to 21st, and there's obviously, we've talked about lots of helpers from youth to adults, doesn't matter. So we're looking for, that's going to be held right here, okay, right here in this building. We have approval already. The school actually came to us and said, do you need a place to do VBS? Isn't that cool? The school came to us, and we'll have Scott talk a little bit more about facilities here later on, but it's just amazing that people come into us even to offer us, so that's fun. And then our service outdoor, it's not necessarily out, it says, yeah, service outside of primary school, kind of redundant there, but it is July 30th. I got put in there, that one. And then our family picnic, our family fun and picnic, which we have just out there. It is meant to be an outreach. We're going to advertise it through, hopefully some of the newsletters, Hubbard and Aurora and Donald or whatever will let us do that. And we're going to have hopefully dunk tanks and street tacos and hot dogs and lots of fun stuff for adults, cornhole, volleyball. So mark that on your, what's that? Snow cones, hopefully. Toby, snow cones? Okay. Yeah, snow cones, yeah. So we need somebody to help make those, John, so maybe you can. I love his volunteering. There we go. So you'll be hearing a lot about that later in the summer as well. But put that on your calendar if you're here that Sunday and invite some people. We're hosting it. It's kind of it's a church event, but we want it to be, we've had a number of people from our community and friends that come to it to just see, church is more than Sunday mornings, right? Amen? The church is us, and we're out there, and we need to be out there. So that's a little bit of some of the summer events that are coming up, some exciting things. As I hand it over here in just a minute to Scott, some of you are new, maybe you've even been here for a while, but you don't know who our leadership is. And I want to introduce them, just have them stand so put a face to a name if you don't already. Ken Henry, this is alphabetical order, by the way. Ken Henry is one of our elders. Dale Johnson, this is Dale. Turn around, guys, I can see your pretty faces. or not. Jeff McGuire, Jeff leads our worship back there. Bill Makowski. Dan Morford, back on the sound. Scott Russell, right here. And myself, I'm part of the elder board. And then we have two others who are a very important part of our leadership, which is Megan Enbody and Amy Beachy. So Megan and Amy, come up here for a minute. Since we have a special time to honor them, we're going to take that. But this is Amy. She is our, what are you? No, just kidding. Our treasurer. She writes my checks, yes. And Megan is our financial secretary, takes care of all the incoming money. Make sure it gets to the right place and that you get your receipts later on. Let's give these guys a huge hand. Hold on, don't leave yet. More, come on. So, yeah. Will you pray with me? They have an important role and They are. They're very important. Finances are an important piece of our church, and we want to honor God with that. And these two have done a great job. So let me pray for them. Father, thank you so much for Amy and Megan, and Lord, their dedication. So thankful for them. And Lord, for their hard work and just making sure the books are kept up right and money comes in and out at the right places. And Lord, I just pray you'd bless them and honor them. And Lord, thank you so much for their hard work and their ministry. That's so much behind the scenes, but we do recognize them and want to honor them this morning. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. Thanks, ladies. All right, I'm going to hand this portion over to our chairman, Scott Russell. Turn me back on. There we go. Actually, something I forgot to do as we're doing this is we, as you'll see and we'll talk about, but we have a moving day from the Hub and on May 22nd from like starting at 4:30 to 8. If you can be there, we're kind of getting a sign up to see who can come. If you're able to be there for any of that, would you sign this? And if you happen to have a truck or a trailer, you can put that down there as well. So just pass that around as we continue on.
Thank you. All right. Well, thanks, Jim. As we start to look at the budget, I just want to say I've been really humbled by God the last month, 2 months, as we've looked forward to this meeting and what he's done financially. Every year, it seems like we sort of start at zero. I mean, not at zero, but we start off and the year is laid out before us. The budget is just a plan. But God has to work and act, doesn't he? He has to take us through that year. And, you know, financially, he's done it every year, no matter what's happened. And there's been a lot of things happen through the years. But he's done it every year. And, you know, the good news is he's done it again this year. So let's take a look and see what he's done and where we're going, what the plan is we have before you, and then answer any questions you might have. So first, total budget, giving and spending. So total tithes through April 30th are $164,502. The budget goal for the full year, that'd be end of May, is $203,577. But again, this year, like every year, staff has done a wonderful job in controlling expenditures and not just spending to the limit of the budget. So expenditures so far this year were through April are $178,232. And if you're math challenged like me at the bottom, the actual deficit is $5,640 through the end of April. So altogether, we're about $5,000 behind for the whole year. Now, I'll tell you, some months back, we were much more behind than that. And the Lord has bridged the gap. As you remember, last year when we put this budget together, it was a budget of faith. We brought on Jason and Rebecca full-time. We added a number of ministries that Jim's been talking about. And so we put that out there. And, you know, the Lord has come through in amazing ways. So I'm truly humbled today. In addition to the tithing and your gifts, we also had Hub rental income there through April 30th, $8,000. So that gives us the total general fund and then the difference between the two. So go ahead with the next. We'll look at money in the bank. So money in the bank and CDs. Our general fund operating funds are $19,067. We have a designated account for REMI. That's pass-through money that's coming in and going out to our India mission. And then designated funds, those are all the funds that don't have a line item in the budget, but that we help with pass through, whether it be Backpack Buddies, youth events, women's and men's ministry, books that you might buy for a sermon series, Helping Hands, a number of places that money comes in and out of the church, but it doesn't actually appear in the budget of the church. Now, that all has to be tracked. Our ladies do a wonderful job with that, and they get us reports, and they get them on time, and we're, as Jim said, Elder Board couldn't be more thankful for what they do there. Those are designated funds. In the bank, we have two certificates of deposit. I think it's two, three actually, that rotate through maturity, so funds are available if we need them. And those are designated for a future fund. And those, some of those monies, most of those monies came in when the church was initiated, and we were able to hang on to those for future needs of the church. And those are there. So total in the bank, $68,499 as of April 30. And get this page to cooperate with me. We'll move on. Okay, so budgets. You're going to see right here the 16-17 budget, so this year's budget, and then the proposed 17-18 budget. You notice there, it's a status quo budget at the bottom line. And so the amount is the same. There are some changes within. So let me talk about the changes first, and then we'll talk about how we built the budget and why we built it the way we did. First, in staff, there's a $500 difference there between a decrease from last year's to this year. And that's due mainly to the estimate that we had for our taxes and what bookkeeping was going to cost. So we overestimated a little bit, which is better than underestimating. So we were able to save $500 there. In reviewing costs with staff, we found that Pastor Jason needed some more funds into his expenses. He's spending more time and has opportunity more time with students and kids. So we provided that for him in that at administration level. So you'll see an increase there. Otherwise, you'll see status quo down the line. And as we put together the budget as elders, the discussions really focused around not money, but the ministry that we were doing, what the Lord had asked us to do. And so the point was that our ministries will go on regardless of what, and his ministries will go on, regardless of what happens with facilities or where we might have them. And we'll talk about facilities in a minute, but irregardless of what's going on, we want to continue. We feel we're being led to continue in those ministries. And so the funding for those ministries remains. The funding for facilities to operate those ministries remains. And we're just trusting God to move ahead with those in the short term and then in the long term too. So that's the budget. Let me stop for a minute there and see if there's any questions on what those two budgets up against each other there. Yes. Okay. I'm not sure I'm following your question. Okay.
Go ahead. So basically what you see up here are the general, basically the big items, general fund, and then you see all the other things that are underneath, like staffing. We have one thing, staff, but then you'll see senior pastor, children's, worship, taxes. That's the break. These are just the big categories. We didn't want to put too small of a font up there that you won't be able to read it, so that's why we gave you the detail. Okay? So the detail breakdown of administration, you'll see there, so the one change, you'll see plus 500 for youth pastor ministry expense. That's the change.
Got it?
Thank you. Good question, though. Good question.
Good thing you had somebody here to understand it, Mary, because I clearly wasn't getting it, so. Okay, anything else on that? All right, let's look at how that breaks down through the year. We can answer more questions, so go ahead. So what's needed on a monthly basis to maintain the budget, $16,995. Offerings, looking at what's currently going on, we're about $14,954 average. Last 3 months, average have been $14,772. And so we're about $2,000 short a month. Now, again, staff has done a great job with spending what's available, not spending to the budget level. And so the budget is what we desire. We'll spend what the Lord brings in, within reason. There are places where we can't reduce our spending. But as one of our elders pointed out, we would love to come back to you mid-year and tell you the Lord has blessed us, and we need to redo the budget and add more ministry to it. But at the same time, we want to be responsible and respectful and maintain our spending within what the Lord is bringing in. So we do need to increase our tithing and revenue to meet the budget, but we're very close, and we're close. We'll be close at the end of the year, so praise God for that. How does that lay out? So here are some giving statistics for giving units. Those are families that are giving. The numbers you see are the families that are giving in that area of monthly amounts. Also, we had last year to look at was the income from hub rental. That was a significant amount through April. Put those together, that's where you get the total tithes plus giving plus the hub rental for the last 3 months. So we'll talk about facilities, but one point, it's important. While the hub rental was very helpful to us, we will not be having that rental any longer, but we also will have a lot less expense from the hub, at least for right now. What we do with facilities going forward will impact that, and we'll have to make those decisions together, and we'll certainly do that. But that's kind of where we're at with the budget today. Again, I'm humbled by what the Lord has done to bring us within, you know, close to $5,000 with the 1 month to go and operating within our means. I'm amazed every year by what he does and how he does it. So I'll stop there and ask for any questions. And then at some point we'll need a motion for a vote and a second. And then we can vote. So, and any member can move and second. And anybody can ask a question. Go ahead, Debbie. Our information is it was not. It was just a business decision that was made. There are rent is going up in Hubbard, and facilities available are getting less and less, and therefore we had that at a wonderful rate for a long time, and I think just the shortage of space caught up with us, and it was a business decision made, and it's their property, so. No, our information is he's got another deal done. So, but thank you. I know a lot of people had that question. We did ask the question, could we talk about rates? But no, the deal was done. So, okay. Mary Nicholas makes a motion to call for the question. I got a second from Misty. Any further discussion? All right, but the ballots are available, and we'll hand them out. Yeah, if you're a member, if you raise your hand, that would help the guys passing them out. Once I put my hand down, I can turn around and look and not fall down. Okay. Yes, so the top half of that graph shows $1 to $150, $151 to $300, $300 to $500, $500 plus, or no. Those are, that's the amount that those family units are giving. So we've got 12 family units giving $1 to $150. Six giving 151 to 300, five giving 3 to 500, 12 giving 500 plus, and about 18 that are regular attenders that are not giving, at least not being tracked at this time. Perhaps folks are giving and not writing a check or you know showing from whence it came. So that's how that comes together. You're welcome.
Do you guys need pencils? Who needs pencil or pen to write? Looks like just Carla. No, here, over here.
Okay, so if you check your ballot once you get it, and any comments you have are welcome. While we're voting, we can talk about facilities. All right, so as Pastor Jim was saying, our hub move-out date is May 22nd. And we could use some help with that. That would be wonderful. We've got a bunch of stuff to move, and then there'll be some final cleaning after that that you could help out too if you're available. VBS. We had VBS planned and all up and ready to go, and the hub lease expired. So as Pastor Jim said, the North Marion School District stepped up and offered facilities here, and we've secured that with them, and that's going to be wonderful for us to have. And, you know, the district, the school district, the fire district, number of other churches and places have said, what can we do to help? How can we help you navigate this time in your ministry with your the body of Christ? And that's been wonderful. That just shows what the community thinks of you and what you do. And so that's been real encouraging to us in leadership. We've put together a future facilities team, including myself, Ken and Charlene Henry, Nathan and Rebecca Holmes. Thank you, Nathan, Rebecca, and Charlene. Ken didn't really have a choice. I kind of drafted him. And Pastor Jason and Pastor Jim are going to participate as basically advisors to what they need and what ministry needs for facilities. So this team has sort of a two-pronged approach. We have goal one and goal two. And goal one, phase one, is going to be resolve what we need for the fall. What facilities do we need to get done and available for the fall? So is it best that the school district, is the fire district have something available for us, or are there someplace else? And so that will be that team's responsibility, job one. And then after that, once that's completed and locked in, then team's responsibility will be working with the elders to look at long-term solutions. What are the long-term solutions for us? Is it a long-term lease somewhere? Is there an opportunity to buy? Is there an opportunity to build? What does the Lord have for us? And so with the elders, they'll be working with that, and we'll have be coming back to you with reports on where we're at and what we've found and options. So that's the goal. Certainly, if you see or hear of some place that you think might work for ministry, let this group know. Let one of us know. We'd love to look into that, because that's, you are much better eyes and ears than just the six of us. So appreciate that very much. All right. Any questions about facilities? I know. Thank you, Debbie, for that one. Yes. So the budget is baseline, but with what we have for what we've used for the hub and for here, we have a total of about $47,000 available. I think that number's pretty close, annually for facilities. Is there a 10% cushion in that? No. We're going to have to figure out what will work within our budget and then talk about meeting the gap for what's available. So close to, yeah, at least. Or, you know, should the Lord lead us, do we combine into one facility all of our functions? So, and where that facility is, we don't know today, but, you know, we're trusting God for that. So, right. We want to stay true to our mission, which is the North Marion area. So I don't know if there's a limit. Woodburn's probably not in North Marion area, although I live in Woodburn. It'd be great to be closer, but that's not really in the cards. Certainly Donald, Aurora are in the cards, Hubbard's in the cards. That's a pretty big area. So, and buildings come in and out through the year. So we just need to be, you know, see what the Lord would have for us going there. But great question. Thanks. Yeah, it's not going to be easy, but, you know, God's done a lot of things that aren't easy. So we have faith that he can pull it off. You have something for me? Okay, the budget is approved. All 43 yeses, zero noes. So praise the Lord for that. Let's give him a hand for that. All right, so thank you guys for your attention. Now, I tapped one of our elders to lead a little discussion about Pastor Jim's sabbatical. I think it was important that we tell you why we think that's important. And I know you're done hearing from me. So, Bill, would you come up and share with us?
Yeah, the Lord works in mysterious ways, and mysteriously I was chosen. But, you know, we are the church, not the hub, not this school. We are the church, and we all have a responsibility, a stewardship, to be the church. And one of our stewardships of our church is we have a pastor, and God's going to hold us accountable on how we treat this guy. And how he treats us twice as much there. But at any rate, I'm just going to get right into it. You know, a sabbatical is a time when the typical work activity is suspended for the purpose of attending to one's soul. And we've all been on retreats, or most of us have, or we've been on a vacation. You know, we have a job that we all go to. And we get a retreat for about 16 hours if you're lucky and they don't require overtime. You know, it's something we can get away from. But the sabbatical, you know, it was honored by our Lord when he went apart from the crowds in his ministry to them. He understood that the time alone facilitated the work of the Spirit that only can be done in solitude. And as you think back on your lives, you remember those, I'm sure you can remember those times where you were alone or circumstances worked to where you heard God speaking to you. But occasionally we get pretty busy. So the rest is one of the components of the sabbatical, and that often comes through a retreat. And a retreat means a pulling back from the fray and the demands of ministry and from the usual responsibilities associated with a person's job description. Now, Pastor Jim's job description, he doesn't go and punch time card, and he's there all the time for us. You call him, he answers. I know, because I've called him at weird times, and he's there. He doesn't screen through his voicemail. And it's a 24-hour job. And the pace of the ministry is so demanding that a pastor's mind can become addictive to being busy-brained. And these are not my words. This is something I looked up because I'm not that smart. But, you know, leaders are used to being constantly thinking, planning, connecting, strategizing, and anticipating what should be done. And there comes a time in a pastor's life when he realizes, I need a break. I need to be able to get my head up from being just busy. And really, I need to listen to God's Holy Spirit. And I think that came to Pastor Jim, if you told me right, what, it was about December of this year or last year. But and there was a few elder members shortly after that God's Spirit was to them and said, hey, we need to be thinking about a sabbatical for Jim. And then there was guys like me that had a heart attack July 18th. The 19th, I get my stents. And then the 20th, the hospital releases me, and then that in the morning, and then at noon, I'm down at Fatano's listening to Bruce, the superintendent, tell the rest of us elders what's going on? We need to give this guy a sabbatical. And he's explaining what a sabbatical is. And that was January. January, yeah. And that was the first I heard about it. And I didn't realize that there'd been some a little thought beforehand. I just thought that it kind of snow, you know, kind of got blindsided there and by the superintendent. But no, there was a time, and I think the song service today was asking us, and Jeff was trying to help us to realize that we need to be led by God's Spirit. And that's what a sabbatical is all about. It's getting alone, hearing what God's Spirit is telling you so that you can be better prepared to do the ministry. And that's what we want. We want Jim to be able to hear what God is telling him for the future of this church, for his future, you know. And so we all agreed. The timing is kind of weird. You know, we're losing the hub. We're doing. There's a lot of things going on, but I think this is necessary because God's going to lead us through this time, and we're all going to come out be better for it because we all want God's will in our lives, and we want the best from God, and I believe this is one of the ways that God's going to give us the best. So, any questions?
Are you voting on this?
Answer is no. I'd expect that from John, though. All righty.
Thank you, Bill. You can sit down now. So, during Pastor Jim's sabbatical, we will be picking up a lot of his responsibilities, and he has a lot of responsibilities. Pastor Jason will be picking up some. The rest of the elder board will be picking up some. You heard about the preaching. There's also going to be an elder rotation for your needs. Should something arise where you need pastoral support, we want to be there for you. But for a few days when he's on vacation, Pastor Jason's going to be the tip of the spear on that. He's not going to have all responsibility. He's going to be your point of contact, though, so that he can get in touch with us so we can be there. And that's what we want to be there. So Jim is going to be busy, but not busy. He's kind of a driven person, and so we need to force him to just take some quiet time. But at the same time, I think he'd go crazy if we didn't have things to do. And so he has some learning and educational events that he's going to be participating in. And our big prayer for him is just that God would lead him and talk to him about where his ministry is going and where our life as a church is going. And so bless you, Pastor Jim, as you do that and go forward. Let's pray for him right now. Father, thank you for this opportunity. Like Bill said, sometimes your timing is interesting, and yet you provided Pastor Jason and Jeff and others to be here and lead. You provided a strong group of elders to fill in where pastoral support is needed. So your timing is right on, Lord. We should not question what you have planned. But we pray for Jim and Mel as they have this time. We pray that your Spirit would speak to them, guide them, lead them, teach them. Open their minds to things maybe we haven't considered and ministries and opportunities that maybe we've missed that you want to show him and show us. So, Lord, we just pray that you would speak to him, that you would be with him, and that you would bring him back refreshed, renewed, enlivened, with new energy and new plans and new places for us to go to serve you. That's what we want to be about, Lord. That's why we're here. That's what we desire. And so we just pray for him and Mel as they go on this journey. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the chance to do this. And we just pray your best over him and over us as we carry on the ministries here without him for 3 months. So, Father, thank you. Thank you for today. And bless us as we rise and go out as the church. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Okay. Any final words? Pastor Jim? No? Okay.
I guess I'll say something. I just encourage, blessed, obviously, to be able to do this. Some of you, this may be a new thought. If so, you know, what a sabbatical. You saw Bill did a great job explaining it. And I'd love to talk to any of you about that and just encourage you to be praying for us. And I know God's got great things that he's already doing, and he's going to continue to do this summer. And that's where I think it's a good encouragement for each of us. The church is not about a pastor. I think that's something that's important about a sabbatical. Some churches I've seen, unfortunately, that the pastor is the pastor is important, but they become, in a sense, everything. And if they're not there, then the church literally falls apart. That's not going to happen here because we have a great church. So anyway, appreciate everybody, especially, you know, just looking around at so many people that are here that are doing so much ministry. And if you're new and maybe you haven't know what that means, then get involved, as we talked about earlier, and see how the Lord can use you, because that's what the church is all about. So looking forward to that. Yeah. Who got a question? Yes, Priscilla.
Are we recognizing our 10-year anniversary at all?
Good question. Yes, we are. Not till the fall, though. We are, yeah, we're turning 10 years old as a church. That's pretty awesome. You know, yeah, not to prolong it. I had a friend last night. We had some friends over who are strong Christians at another church and good friends of ours. Anyway, I told him, talking about sabbatical and talking about 10 years, he goes, that's an amazing accomplishment in today's society. Because if you know, the average church plant, this church that starts, you know how long it lasts? The average? It's not good. A year and a half. Yeah. But you know what? We're not average, because we got great people. We start out with a great core group, and we want to go. That's, you know, 10 years is great. I think it's just great timing. Jeff and Scott both kind of came to me at the same time that God was speaking and said, you know, we think maybe now is a good time to have a sabbatical, and, you know, to have God kind of look for the next 10 years, in a sense. So that's part of what this is as well. I'm not depressed. I'm not discouraged. I don't, you know, like, I can't go any longer and I have to leave. No, that's not what it's about. It's about God speaking and, you know, taking a break and allowing God to work in our church. And I think summer is a great time to do that. So thanks for coming, you guys. Our official meeting is adjourned. And welcome to stay around and ask questions or talk. And obviously, thanks to our setup team for taking down as well. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. I still got another week to preach at you.